Here we go.
The conference will now begin.
All right, Chabur Baruch Hashem, Mit Hashem, Mit Hashem. Today we're going to finish this halacha. So it's page 124. We're talking about fasting, and fasting does two things for us. It sidesteps the klipos as well as it's a new beginning, a new start for us. A yid is somebody who's ever changing, and therefore we want to tap into that hischadshus. Kadosh Baruch Hu recreates us every single moment. But that's in the pnimi, that's in the depths of who we are. We want to connect to that with our meisim. And one of the ways that we could connect to that hischadshus is through fasting. Holding back from food. Let's do a restart. Rabbi Nelson teaches us on page 124, the Alkein, the last paragraph here, the Alkein, b'chol boker, kod matfil tzrich masamas. Therefore, Rabbi Nelson says, you should try your very best to fast before Shacharis, not to eat anything before Shacharis, in order that the tefillah, the dibur, the words of tefillah are going to be able to leave your throat and not get chapped by the offices of power. Shadavim islav, it's excitement. Whether you know what the words mean or you don't know what the words mean, it doesn't matter. You should try to learn what they mean, but even if you don't, dam of excitement. You're standing at a place of Avodas Hashem. Say the words of excitement. Like imagine your friend takes you to horse racing. And you really have no desire to be at a horse race because you really don't care. But your friend is very excited by it. And everybody in the stands is like cheering for the horse. Yeah, yeah, you're going crazy. And your friend says, listen, you're here anyway. Why don't you just cheer? Get into it. You're like, okay, fine. You start cheering, you start going crazy. Rabbi Nachman says that sometimes it's important to do dvarim shebishtus. You should do something that's a little bit silly. It's important. So if it means going to horse racing and clapping your hands, okay, so that's you can do that if you'd like. When you're davening, even if you think it's silly, not screaming, but you should daven out loud. Daven at a nice, audible, you know, a nice level of sound, and let it out. Don't let the clip of the power hold you back because you're tired, you're lazy, not in the mood, you know what the words mean, you know what you're doing anyway, your dog ate your homework, doesn't matter. Daven out loud. Rabbi Nelson says, is when you fast, Aidei Shechozun as Asol, you're starting back again from the beginning. She begins, Devekis Arech Achari Akadusha, Rabbi Nelson told us that's the Devekis. That's the cleaving to the back of Kedusha, which is to go back to the beginning. Shechozun B'chol Pama La'os HaRishon, you're going back to the first letter, which is in reference to Yud Kei Vav Kei, that every single time a person goes back, he's going back to the Yud. And that's where all the energy comes from. The Yud, the connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a Yud is. Kivur Shamayin Sham, look in Rabbi Nachman to see more about that. V'zet Tzrichen on page 125. V'zet Tzrichen Baboker, this needs to be done in the morning. Every morning. Kivachol Yom Vayom. Baboker, every single day in the morning. You need to restart, refresh, renew your Avodas Hashem. Whereas Shlachrak one time made a CD, rejuvenate. Right? J-E-W. Rejuvenate. And you have to rejuvenate himself. Every single morning, it's a new Amuna. It's a new life. It's a new world. Fresh. Who cares what happened yesterday? Doesn't matter. It's fresh for the morning, fresh for those people who are waking up in the morning. Like you never started before in your life. You should be excited to go davening like you've never done before. Lamaisa, that's not so easy. You should have that feeling of conscious. Rabbi Nelson would also wrote a sefer called Lekutei Tfilos, for those who don't know. Lekutei Tfilos is an unbelievable sefer. It's a sitter. It's a sitter. Here is a sitter for people to daven personally. We know that we have a sitter for Shacharis and Mechamarev. There also has to be a sitter for those who want to daven, not during Shacharis and Mechamarev. They just want to pour their heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that really nothing but a sitter for us. It's a sitter that's incomplete. Because that's a sitter that, even though he starts the words, you're supposed to finish them yourself. Whereas the Shacharis and Mechamarev, Chazal started it and finished it. Alkut Tfilos is just the beginning. He just gets you started. But once you take the training wheels off and you go on your own, you're supposed to write the sefer yourself. It's a sefer of the heart. So there's nothing to start again every day. Everybody knows, I'm like, I'm commanding you today. What does I'm commanding you today have to do with me, who's living many hundreds of years after the Torah was given? So Chazal tell us, every single day should be like Hayom. It should be like the day, it should be fresh, it should be new. It's up to us. The Chindar Shal Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Haske, so Shema, pay attention in here. Yisrael, clog, Yisrael. Yisrael, pay attention in here. Pasuk says, Hayom hazeh ni yosalam. Today I'm making you a nation. Today. Each and every day. Shabbat Hayom yadome be'enecha ki layom basi mo bebris. Every single day should be like you are coming into the covenant of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. A new day, a new fresh start. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday, what happened yesterday, last minute. I'm going to daven today, I'm going to do chesed today, I'm going to learn today, I'm going to do it right now, fresh, happy, excited. A person is not happy with davening and with his learning because he remembers yesterday he didn't do such a good job, so today he's already sad. Why are you sad? What did you do today? Try your best. Every single day you need to start again, start new. Rejuvenate yourself. I can also echo kolma to the book first. Also, it's also to eat and drink before you daven. Shubachinus tainus, because we want to get the madriga called tainus, a fasting. Shaydezim mamshichin al orish hakol hasalom. You're going to draw down the light from the beginning. That yud, the yud kevav. You're going to draw down that yud into your life, a new beginning, a fresh start. Shaydezim zochin hasalom b'chol bochim mechadash, and therefore you'll be zochin to start again every single morning mechadash with a new emuna, with new fervor, with new excitement. It's all dependent on us. It's all dependent on us. So Baruch Hashem, we finished Halacha Gimel and Rabbi Nassim. Let's just turn the page for 1 minute.
We should write a tefillah.
We should write a tefillah. Everybody should write a tefillah. Based on, I mean, it's a little bit hard to do it based on the Halacha because it's we've been doing it for so long, but each person should write a tefillah. We should figure it out. Yaakov and Yisrael, you have to write tefillahs. It's important, even if it's very short. You write a tefillah, and then you say the tefillah. Anything you want to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let's read, you know what, let's read the key points from Halacha 3 on page 126, VRI, summarize the key points. And then if a person wants, he should write a tefillah based on these key points, based on the Zman we're in, 3 weeks, as we're getting closer to Tisha B'Av. You can connect it to Matos Nasi, you can connect it to Corona, you can connect it to anything. Anything that you want to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let's read these notes. Your nighttime devotions, your nighttime kavana, right, help you resolve any doubts and reservations you have about Hashem. Be mekabel om av Hashemayim before you go to bed. Helps us throw away any doubts. Resolves all doubts. Put this into that place called Emunah. Through these devotions, you discover Hashem's imminence, that the whole world is with God, His glory. Oh, very nice music that we have over there. But we don't hear the music right now. Okay. Studying the rules of Jewish law, we said studying halacha, psak, brings peace to the heart. Right? It resolves any doubts, learning halacha. Sleep, which is the removal of das. When you go to sleep, you throw away your das. You can't think when you're sleeping. However, it's good when you do it appropriately because it clears the mind of the insolvable questions of emunah. We have two types of questions in life. Questions that you cannot answer and you're not supposed to answer. You need a emunah for that. Throw away your das. And then hopefully you'll wake up. You'll wake up to a renewed emunah and to a renewed keli, a vessel of das that you could fill up. The das that comes from rising at midnight or as early as you can, and specifically studying Torah at that time, helps you find answers for the questions that can be resolved. When you wake up early in the morning, you learn Torah and you fill up your vessel of das, you'll come to certain understandings, whether they're realized understandings or not, and they will help you throughout your day with your emunah to be able to feel Malach Ha'aretz Kevodo, to feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, and then your davening is going to change, your whole life is going to change. You need to stick Torah into that place of das. Torah study in the night unblocks the pathways of the mind, so that in the morning, emunah merges whole. Strengthening emunah through das. Remember, we have one type of emunah where you go to sleep, you throw away your das. That's one level of emunah. The higher level of emunah, as we discussed, that even after you wake up and you bring your das back, das can bring you to a higher level of emunah. to be awake with Emunah, not just to go to sleep with Emunah. To be awake, and then you can, that's how you grow. Strengthening Emunah through Das is essential for praying in the morning with fervor and heightened kavanah, to feel Malach Haaretz Kevod, to realize while you're awake that Kodesh Baruch is standing opposite you. Shavisi Hashem Anegi Samad. And when you're talking, when you're saying words in davening, you actually, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who's standing there. Daven out loud. Daven with excitement. Daven with real kavanah. And lastly, refraining from eating and drinking for shacharis safeguards Emunah, and so enhances your prayers, enhances your tefillah shacharis. It also helps you make fresh start daily, a new start in the Avodas Hashem. You should be zochem to Hashem to live by these key points, to work on our Emunah every single day, work on Adas every single day, work on davening every single day, a little bit better every day. Even if you fall, get back up. It happens to everybody. It's not a big deal. And we should have a beautiful Shabbos, everybody. We'll see you next week. Shabbat, everybody.
Shabbat.